When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
More mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.
We have with us on the phone Dwayne White with the Swan Valley Sport Fishing and Enhancement. Good morning.
And good morning to you, sir. It's a fun day.
Yes, indeed. And it was a fun evening Saturday night out at the Swan River Curling Club, the 37th annual Sport Fishing Enhancement Banquet. And I think a great time was had by all.
Well, we sold out and a bunch more. We probably had 440. We had 400 tickets printed, but it's hard to say no to people from the community who make that dinner happen.
And speaking of that meal, thanks again to the Northern Resources crew who volunteered their time and created that fantastic meal for everybody.
Well, it wasn't for Natural Resources, Dwayne Strait and his team, and some RCMP members. There's 10 or 15 in the back there. They cook for about 5 hours nonstop. Nobody ever runs out of food. We're a little short on fries, but when we saw that happening, we just arranged for more. But just eat some more. It's probably decadent.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seemed like it was a full house. I know Reader was there emceeing for the night. And of course, all the money goes back into the community. So can you explain again where the money raised goes to again?
Oh boy, it's so true. And I'm going to say 99.9 stays right in the Swan River Valley. We've helped out the Dolphin people a few times as they help us out, but minimal. So we're doing all sorts of things. We do toxin testing. We do live pike removal from a lake, which we're now stocking with Arctic char. We do habitat improvement. We created underwater habitat for those char, to be exact. We transfer live walleye from other lakes into lakes where they're deficient. We have fish camps for kids. It's special to us all. We teach the kids how to fish, how to look after fish, about the environment. We have a bursary. We give every year a bursary to kids at the high school. We stock all sorts of fish, obviously, and a big project that's resonating with us now is the aquatic invasive species. So we're doing invasive species evaluations in the lakes. We put metal devices into those waters, and we check them regularly. So that takes a lot of time, and it takes money. We have two staff that work sort of part-time, full-time, and they're out there. They're out there on the water all the time. Of course, we have boats and we have evaluation equipment. We've got the DO testing equipment. We have nets. Right now, they're netting in West Blue in the Duck Mountains, trying to do an inventory of what's there and then follow up with an appropriate stock. And most of those nets are live traps. 99% of them are live, and we put them back in the water.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many different things that Swan Valley Sport Fish Enhancement does to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to truly enjoy that pursuit, you know, to get out on the water, do some fishing, and just enjoy the outdoors in the Swan Valley. And, I mean, to help raise that money, there was so much going on. We had the games. We had the auctions. There was the boat raffle and the 50-50 and the banquet itself. I mean, and, yeah, that money all goes to support those endeavors.
Yeah, the 50-50 went over 20,000, 21,000, something like that. Chad Badowski, a local farm person, is a very good supporter of our community. He won it, and the boat, the $21,000 boat, went to Brianna Church, a local person, too. It's nice to see the money stay here, but if it goes out, and it has, that's fine, too.
Yeah, now I guess you guys are probably busy already planning for next year.
That never ends, absolutely. We're trying to, I met with a bunch of fisheries branch last night, to be honest. And we're planning projects for the future. And our staff, we have the two staff, Brock Kotecki and Holly Urban. They're unbelievable. Those guys, they don't know what a clock is now. That's the kind of people I like working with.
And they were there, of course, volunteering along with everybody, Todd and Phil and Holly and Brock, the Mats. You were there. You know, everybody was helping to make sure that the event just went off without a hitch.
All the volunteers buy their own tickets. All the cooks buy their own tickets. We said, hey, you don't need to do that. You're working in this hot environment. No, we want to help. So wonderful community support, just the corporate community, the Fox, you guys. every bit collectively makes us a marvelous event. It's a fun event, and it's a good event for the fishery as a whole.
Well, we're excited to see we were excited to see the results that happened, we were off the air. You're saying you're still waiting for the final numbers to come in, and we're looking forward to see just how much has been raised. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention here, Dwayne?
Well, it'll be over $40,000. We're cautiously optimistic. We don't have all the bills, and I'll get chastised for saying that, but it appears that it's double what we usually make. Maybe our farming community, people, a lot of farmers in there, and they're very supportive. They appreciated being able to get in. Some years they can't because they're seeding, but that little bit of a rain certainly helped us. It was just a well-balanced, fun evening.
Oh, it was a great night, and once again, I was just glad to come out there and be a small part of it, and it was fun for everybody. So thanks again for having me.
Well, thank you. You guys you're the voice of the evening, Reader. You know that. You didn't even swear.
Well, already looking forward to next year.
So thanks so much for joining us on the phone, Dwayne.
Thank you, sir.